Dan Monson, longtime college basketball coach, Gonzaga, Minnesota, and Long Beach State. Longer at Long Beach State than anywhere else. But when you think about, especially the last, 25 years of the NCAA tournament, Gonzaga is one of those schools that has been there and is always there. Not won a national championship, but they've done everything but. And Dan Monson was the coach that took them, you know, to the precipice of it first. When he got there and when he did take them to a regional final in, 1999, he left the next year to go to the University of Minnesota, and they have been just an absolute machine ever since. And we're going to talk to him about the tournament and all of that. And so we'll get to that here in a second as Dan Monson sits down with us. I hope you have all of your provisions.
I do. I'm unemployed now, so I got like a backpack, and it's all I have to my life right here is just the things in my hand.
All of that played out in real time this year. That's not fair to you. you've been too much a part of this explosion of college basketball,
well, especially down in North Carolina, because I took some beatings down there for the good of the North Carolina State Duke and North Carolina professional college basketball teams.
They appreciate that.
Yeah, they
appreciate that.
You know, Krzyzewski would not have, how many wins does he have? He'd be one or two less, and Roy'd be one or two less, and Gottfried, I think, beat me at North Carolina State, so I was like the Harlem Globetrotters down there in the preseason for a few years.
You were the Washington Generals? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's exactly what I was trying to get to.
Dan Monson is here. Gonzaga is so much a part of the last 25 years. You're not going to write the story of the NCAA tournament over the last quarter of a century without Gonzaga being an enormous part of it. And you were the first coach to take them to where they went. You got to in a regional final. Then you left for Minnesota. What do you think? Is Gonzaga just such an outlier, or is what you were there at the start and what Mark Few took over and built on, is that possible anywhere?
No, that's a
what makes it special?
The moon, the stars, and the the universe all lined up in a special way, and you got to get spiritual or something.
Okay,
you know, something happened there that made it magical that I don't think will ever be replicated. And you know, obviously, I'm super proud to dad, Zag father, or whatever,
right,
that I am, that I started that. But what to sustain it? I mean, everybody in that league had a moment, you know, before,
sure,
I got there. I mean, Loyola Marymount had Hank and Bo, and they had their moment, and Santa Clara had Steve Nash, and,
yep,
and they had their moment, and Pepperdine won about 40 in a row with Doug Christie, and those guys,
mm-hmm,
had their moment. But that's why I had to leave, because it was like a moment, you know,
right?
And it's, I could make as much money in Minnesota in 2 years as it's going to take me 15 years at that time at Gonzaga, and to think that it wasn't going to be a moment, I would be a foolish. And now to see that it wasn't a moment, I mean, nobody's that clairvoyant. Nobody's that. But it's been a special place. My daughter's a senior there on the crew team. My parents and my wife's parents still live there. It's still home, and it's still a sense of pride. My only regret, I always say, in my career is that Elite Eight run in 1999 happened in my second year, and I thought,
right,
I didn't realize how special it was. That's why this year, I think, going through the tournament, you know, knowing how hard it is to get there, I really, you know, treasured it, because I know, you know, that it just doesn't happen every year like I thought it did 25 years ago.
It is amazing that, I mean, it's not like it's part of a mate. It's not like Gonzaga's in Seattle,
no,
right? It's not in one of those places where, hey, if everything works out right, you can recruit to a great metropolitan, no, city. It's all the way in the corner of Eastern Washington, right?
Cold, had no facilities. We used to go out for beers after practice when Dan Fitzgerald was the head coach.
Okay.
And you and I were the assistants. And we just got pounded in at us every day. This is the worst job in the West Coast Conference. And he had, and you laugh at that, but he didn't brainwash us. He had facts. I mean, it's the worst location. I mean,
right.
You're looking at those California schools in Portland. All better cities, all had more.
USF,
San Francisco,
right.
Loyola, San Diego, all had better weather, all had better players in the area. Recruiting locally was easier. And like you said, it's out in the middle of nowhere in the tundra. And these other places are, you know, in San Diego, L.A., and San Francisco. And facilities-wise, only probably St. Mary's was the second worst in the league.
So how does this happen? Like you made allusions to maybe like divine intervention, but how does it happen? Like Mark Few, what he has done, and you guys were assistants together, and I mean you came back to that area. That's basically where you were from, right?
Yeah. I was born in Spokane. I would have went anywhere, but I worked their summer camps. I was working for Gene Bartow at UAB.
Okay.
And then my dad was the head coach at Oregon at the time, and I was running his camps because I was a computer science minor, and they thought it was really cool 25 years ago to have a camp on the computer. And Mark Few and Bill Greer and myself and Leon Rice, the head coach of Boise,
okay.
We all worked that camp together, and that's how we all got to know each other. And I think when you ask, you know, what is one of the, I think, biggest keys to the success of Gonzaga is the continuity. You know,
right.
Who else has had, a mid-major who's had the success that Mark Few's had and stayed? You know, the only
right.
transition is all was when I took off 2 years into it. And for him to stay and for them to have the foresight to say he's got to stay, because once I left, that really opened the gates for the school to say, if we want to keep this, we need to keep the people. And the people are what make, you know, that's
right.
what makes Gonzaga. When you go there, like my daughter was not going to go there. Because I'd gone there and my wife had worked there and my wife had gone there, and once she got there and saw everybody knew my wife on her visit, everybody, and what a family it is there. It's the people that make places like this happen, and that's what they got going. That's what they got going. At Duke was, before Krzyzewski was a mess.
I agree.
You know, and all of a sudden, the people, like he came in there and changed the culture, and it is when last time the Final Four was here. Mark had me, you know, he called me and said, are you going to the Final Four? I said, I always go. And he said, well, you're going to go with us. And I said, Mark, that was 25 years ago. He said, no, it was built. We built this together, and we're going to go celebrate it together. And he said, you bring your kids. I said, my kids weren't born. He said, they're born into this family. And he was sincere about it. And it just, and when I went back and went to their film session and they gave me a standing ovation, you could see why they are who they are. Nothing had changed culture-wise in 25 years. The coaches and the freshmen are still taking the bags. Instead of off the
right.
bus now, they're taking off the private plane. But they're still shooting the half quarters at the end of practice. They're still doing all these things that Gonzaga has always done. It's still a mom and pop store in the middle of a huge, you know, business.
All right, final thing before we let you go. Dan Monson here with us, now unemployed. I mean, you can do what you want. You can go to TV. you could keep coaching if you want. But I just want to ask you one more thing about Gonzaga. And it's really about the tournament and where Gonzaga's place is in it. Can they stay where they are? I guess they've been there 25 years longer. Because there's always this attraction like, well, the Big 12 wants them or they want to go to a major league. Can they just stay where they are and that's fine? Or is college sports changing so much that they almost have to leave?
I think the secret to their sauce is they're not everybody else. They're not worried about what everybody else is doing. They're doing what they do. Who's got a better team coming back than them next year? They're going to be in the thick of a national championship
right.
again. They're going to, you know, I bet money they're going to be their 10th consecutive time to the Sweet 16 next year. They can, and they'll prosper. They'll can stay, and they'll prosper. That program's going nowhere because until he goes or the people change, because the culture of that place is special. And just like, you know, the Blue Bloods down in your
yep.
area, those places are special. They're not going anywhere, you know. And there's been a little transition down there.
Sure.
But their culture is
still good.
The same. Yeah.
Dan Monson, I appreciate your time.
It's
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah. That's Dan Monson, the man who put Gonzaga on the map. And now we know where Gonzaga is. We know where Spokane is.
Now he's just on Vagabond.
Now he's stealing Cokes from places.